out, despite it being recently reported that they were safe at Brandon Stadium for another year. To the growing concern of fans, floodlights, shale and other Speedway fixtures and fittings have been removed from the stadium, and now statements and counter-statements between the club's owner and the previous owners, or the outgoing owners of the stadium, have called into doubt whether the Bees will ride there in the coming season. Pete Lawrence of the Save Coventry Speedway campaign expressed his concern to Phil Upton on BBC Coventry in Warwickshire a short while ago.
It's not looking good out there. I mean, they've trashed a lot of the grandstand seats, yeah. They've taken the lights, they've taken up the safety fence. There'll be an awful lot of work to do if anything's to be got ready for March. But the problem is, with the short and medium-term future of the club so uncertain, particularly at Brandon, who's going to come up with that major investment that will be needed to get things ready? So, I mean, we're already exploring ideas for looking at setting up some sort of cooperative company with a view to, ideally, acquisition and running of the site. And we spoke to Mick about this last summer. And, of course, the long-term attempt there would be an attempt to repurchase the land by agreement with the new owners. But there's a lot of work to do to get that off the ground. But certainly we'll be launching that as an idea this week.
Pete Lawrence, the Save Coventry Speedway campaign, looking to go back to Plan B. Now, the Bees owner, Mick Horton, issued a statement on the club's website saying he's heard about what's been happening at the stadium while on holiday and remains committed to running Speedway at Brandon next season, but needs to assess the state of the stadium before making further decisions. We have put calls into Mick, but we haven't so far been able to reach him. I'm led to understand that he could be back in the country tomorrow, so we will continue to invite Mick Horton on. His statement's been countered by Brandon's operations manager, Jeremy Heaver, and we can talk to Jeremy now. Good evening, Jeremy.
Good evening.
Thank you for coming on. Obviously, Bees fans are very concerned. What in essence is going on? Why are the fixtures and fittings leaving the stadium?
Well, I think first of all, I'd just like to say that we are committed to Speedway. We always have been. We love Speedway. Mr. Sandu Reed's Speedway star from Cub to Cover. He loves the sport, and so does everybody on the site. So this isn't about getting rid of Speedway. That's first and foremost. The second thing is that when Sandu bought the stadium some 14, 15 years ago, it was going to be a housing estate when he bought it. And in that time, he's invested over £1 million on the site in fixtures and fittings and had several glorious seasons as a Speedway promoter himself before we sold the club to Nick. And those fixture and fittings are still on site, and they belong to Mr. Sandu. So when the site was sold fairly recently, about a year ago, to developers, part of the contract was he wanted the fixtures and fittings saved so that when eventually he could build a new facility for the Bees and for stock cars, those fixtures and fittings could go with him to that new home. Now, obviously, what's developed since then is Mick has signed a three-year lease, a one-plus-two lease with the developer. And, you know, we supported him in that. We helped him in that. We got a rent reduction for him of £50,000 a year by helping him with those negotiations. And, you know, we welcomed it, frankly, because we thought, well, this is great, you know, new ideas and he's got a few good ideas, and we supported him. But since that's been signed, we've been trying to get our future as stock cars a little bit more certain. And we've negotiated three or four times with Mick, a couple of times with Councillor Stokes' help, which has been, you know, absolutely wonderful. Michael Stokes has done a great job for both parties, I think, and he should be commended. To bring us both together to get a deal done, but our lease runs out on the 30th of November and Mick starts on the 1st of January. Now, during the last 16, 17 weeks, we've been trying to get this deal battened down between the Speedway Club and Stock Cars and Mr. Sandu, and each time a deal is done, it becomes undone a few days later and the picture changes. So we've had a lot of false starts, and we were full of hope each time.
I've heard it suggested by some supporters that this is a bit of strong-arm tactics by you and your side. By taking these fixtures and fittings out, you're trying to force the bee's hand. Is that fair?
No, I don't think it is wholly fair. What's happened is that Nick has known for 16 weeks or longer that we own all the fixtures and fittings and that this had to be dealt with, and that obviously there'd be a lot of uncertainty. It costs about $250,000 to $300,000 a year just to open the doors at Coventry Stadium and run the site. So it's a very expensive building to run. And our concern from day one is, you know, how's this bill going to be met? We offered, and it was accepted, that we would underwrite the entire bill. So Mr. Sandu was prepared to write a cheque for all of those costs in order for Speedway to continue running. He helped Mick get the sponsorship that was recently announced and various other measures. So there's been a lot of things that are unreported and wrongly reported. We've been helping Mick, and Mick's been listening to us, and we've been listening to him, and Michael Stokes has been helping to try and bring the sides together.
This is a rugby council you're talking about, Council Michael Stokes, yes.
The big problem is that each time we think we've got there, something changes and the deal won't be signed. And this came to a head just as Mick was in going to America. You've got to appreciate that we've got about £150,000-£200,000 worth of assets on site that we've paid for, that we own. And we still didn't have a signed deal. You know, we've talked a lot, we've got there, and then it's gone backwards. And so Mick was made fully aware that we would take our assets with us if we had to leave on the 30th of November. And so this has been going on whilst he's been abroad.
So what's going to happen next?
What's going on for 16 weeks before it?
What's going to happen now, Jeremy? Are we going to see Speedway at Brandon, or is this the end?
Well, I don't think it is the end, and there is a moves afoot as we speak. You know, the parties are still continuing to talk. I mean, we were reluctant to go out into the press. I know that the fans are desperate to know what's going on. They want the blow-by-blow account of who said what and when, and that's understandable. That's what fans love. You know, they want to know everything about the club, whether it be Speedway or stock cars. But, you know, unfortunately, you can't... It's a bit like Brexit. You can't negotiate out there in the open. But we have got a last-ditch attempt to get this deal ratified tonight. And hopefully, if it's ratified tonight, then Mr. Sandu's undertaken that everything will return. He will make good the stadium. It will cost quite a bit of money to make good and quite a lot of work.
And who'll pay that?
He certainly indicated to me that he's happy to fund that, okay, as he was happy to fund the cost of running the stadium for the next 3 years.
Jeremy, I've got to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us and explaining the situation there. As I say, we have put in calls to Mick Horton. We haven't yet been able to get hold of him, but hopefully we will be able to talk to him pretty soon. If you've got any views, 81333, Sighty Tech CW, call us 0345 900 5200. You can tweet at BBC Cov Sports. BBC.